But the fish kept on circling slowly, and the old man was wet with sweat and tired deep into his bones 2 hours later. But the circles were much shorter now, and from the way the line slanted, he could tell the fish had risen steadily while he swam. For an hour, the old man had been seeing black spots before his eyes, and the sweat salted his eyes and salted the cut over his eye and on his forehead. He was not afraid of the black spots. They were normal at the tension that he was pulling on the line. Twice, though, he had felt faint and dizzy, and that had worried him. "I could not fail myself and die on a fish like this," he said. "Now that I have him coming so beautifully, God help me endure. I'll say 100 Our Fathers and 100 Hail Marys, but I cannot say them now." "Consider them said," he thought. "I'll say them later." Just then he felt a sudden banging and jerking on the line he held with his two hands. It was sharp and hard-feeling and heavy. "He is hitting the wire leader with his spear," he thought. That was bound to come. He had to do that. It may make him jump, though, and I would rather he stayed circling now. The jumps were necessary for him to take air. But after that, each one can widen the opening of the hook wound, and he can throw the hook. "Don't jump, fish," he said. "Don't jump." The fish hit the wire several times more, and each time he shook his head, the old man gave up a little line. "I must hold his pain where it is," he thought. "Mine does not matter. I can control mine. But his pain could drive him mad." After a while, the fish stopped beating at the wire and started circling slowly again. The old man was gaining line steadily now, but he felt faint again. He lifted some sea water with his left hand and put it on his head. Then he put more on and rubbed the back of his neck. "I have no cramps," he said. "He'll be up soon, and I can last." "You have to last. Don't even speak of it." He kneeled against the bow, and for a moment slipped the line over his back again. "I'll rest now while he goes out on the circle, and then stand up and work on him when he comes in," he decided. It was a great temptation to rest in the bow and let the fish make one circle by himself without recovering any line. But when the strain showed the fish had turned to come toward the boat, the old man rose to his feet and started the pivoting and the weaving pulling that had brought in all the line he gained. "I'm tireder than I have ever been," he thought, "and now the trade wind is rising. But that will be good to take him in with. I need that badly. I'll rest on the next turn as he goes out," he said. "I feel much better. Then in 2 or 3 turns more I will have him."